You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit, and now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
10-22, disregard the call.
Evening, Lloyd. How's our guest?
She's fine. Ought to charge her rent.
Ain't funny, Lloyd. Woman's been through a lot.
Sorry, Sheriff. Her boy's at that new daycare, the one that volunteers for the county, but they close in an hour. I know you said not to call the CPS, but...
But nothing. Sit tight till I talk to her. Well, fancy seeing you here.
Hi, Sheriff. Is he okay?
Boy's fine, Susan. He's over...
I know he is, Sheriff. I meant the...
Mr. Giggles is fine. Just shook up. He tried to convince folks that your assault qualified as some sort of hate crime, but nobody listened because, well, for one thing, he was still wearing his grease paint.
Oh, Lord.
I need you to tell me what happened.
I was at the station. Tyler was supposed to be in the daycare, but Jessa called in sick, so they shuffled the kids off to the audience in the morning show, but nobody told me. I came for snack time, no one's there. I ran into the studio, saw him sitting on the lap of a...
Go on.
Next thing I knew, Mr. Giggles was out cold and the kids were all screaming. I assume he's pressing charges?
Surprisingly, no. I may have said something about extenuating circumstances, but you are gonna have to find a new job. Receptionist, real estate agent, cocktail waitress. Heck, you even got yourself fired from the photo cabana.
Miss Haney took a lot of pictures at that circus.
May I make a suggestion? I think it might be time for you to step back into your big shoes.
No.
Susan, you were the best birthday clown in the whole state.
No. No more clowning. I'll find something. I'm fine. Wait, what was... Where is it? Sheriff, let me out so we can...
Bicycle horn. 279 at the S-Mart. Those things are gone. Get back to your roots. Face your fears.
I am facing them. Head on. We need to tell folks what happened.
They know enough. Officially, the Clown Motel was blown up by a leaky gas main.
While we were fighting off an invasion of clown things from another dimension.
That part's classified.
Folks need to know.
They'll lock us both up. Hell, I fought them off twice, and even I can hardly believe...
Threes! Don't you see? Bad things happen in threes. Funny things, too. And those creatures are both...
Bad things only happen in threes if you stop counting once you get to three. Bad things happen every day, Susan. Terrible things. You lived through a doozy. But it's time to move on. Now... I'll probably regret this, but I believe that boy of yours is waiting on his mama. Get looking for that job. I'll update my letter of recommendation. How you set for rent?
We're good for a month or two.
Well, I pulled some strings and got Tyler set up for a free month at the new daycare. I hope it helps, because I am running out of strings to pull.
I don't deserve your kindness.
Well then, try harder. Get settled, keep it together, and your ex will have to let you see your other boys again. It'd be good for Tyler to see more of his brothers, and it'd be good for you, too. But if that's gonna happen, you have got to knock off this funny business. Got it?
I got it, Sheriff. And I do thank you. But you and I both know there ain't nothing funny about it.
Susan Pasternak's 5-year-old son Tyler was conceived the night she and Sheriff Roland fought off an invasion of clown-like demons from another dimension. During the attack, Tyler's father was murdered by the white-faced monsters, and now Susan's about to find out that monsters can take many forms, and that they often appear where you least expect them, especially in Uncanny County.
Welcome to Happy Time Daycare.
Hi, I'm... Oh, God, it's a picture.
Of a clown.
Nice. Looks real nice and big. I'm Susan. Susan Pasternak. Here to pick up Tyler.
Pasternak. I don't see you on the sign-in sheet. Hello, Miss Wilbank.
Hi, Margaret. Sophie, have a good day?
She always does. Just a sec. Pasternak. Oh,
I didn't sign him in. Sheriff Rowland told me that...
Oh, you're the one. Well, silly me. Constance, can you send out Sophie and Tyler? I hear you'll be with us the whole week. That should be interesting.
Here's the little jokers.
Mama!
Hi, monkey.
Hey, little monster.
Tyler's mom was in jail.
You were right? Like, jail?
That's not really a story for here, hon.
But Sheriff Jane said...
We know all about it.
Besides, I'll bet you can't keep secrets from this one. You don't miss a trick, do you, Mr. Funny Pants? He is magical.
I try my best.
I'm sure you do.
Hold on. Margaret, what is that supposed to mean?
I'm sure I don't know what you...
No, that condescending tone. Why don't you just say, bless your heart, or I think you're a terrible mother?
She said nothing wrong, Ms. Wilbanks. Tyler's a wonderful child. Clearly, she's doing something right.
See, now you did it, Constance. Backhanded compliment. If you say she's doing something right, what you really mean is you think she's doing almost everything wrong.
Tyler is here because of an incident this morning.
I know all about the incident. Who cares? Some clown got his butt kicked. Is this because she's a single mom? I'm a single mother.
I just meant he's precocious. Funny.
Funny? Funny how? What do you mean, funny?
Mama?
Just funny, you know. Funny.
He's a little silly pants.
And he's a dinosaur. Show him.
I guess that is funny. It's funny.
Hi. Dana Wilbanks.
Susan. Susan Pasternak.
You had a bad day. You're entitled. Everyone's entitled. Right, Margaret?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We got off on the wrong foot. I am grateful you'll be watching my boy while I look for a new job.
New job? Well, isn't that a coincidence?
Patsy's old job. In the church office.
They've been looking for a while.
What church?
The one that runs Happy Time.
The Domo de la Lastarido.
Don't worry, I hear they're really progressive.
I'm sure they are, but I have a record.
The Domo de la Lastarido believes very strongly in second chances.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Alan. It's a good job. I just finished my first week. Everyone's great. Preacher has no sense of humor, but that's not a negative for me. And as an employee, Tyler gets to go to the daycare for free. Right next door. I'm surprising him for lunch.
That sounds good. I'm glad he's liking it.
He loves it. He's made friends, and I've made one myself. Name's Dana. Our kids get along. It's like one long play date for all of us.
Well, good. That all sounds very positive.
It is. So?
So, I guess, keep after it?
Alan.
Susan, you've been there a week. When was it you attacked that Mr. Giggles?
That's not the point. Marty and Duncan are his brothers.
Well, half-brothers. I get it. They're family.
His birthday's on Saturday. I sent you the Evite.
Did you?
I'll send it again.
All right.
We'll see you there?
I imagine. Assuming you don't have another... What was that?
Hi, Laura from Sissy Silly Pants. Have a super silly day.
I gotta call you back.
Susan? Susan?
Hey.
Hey. What do you mean, hey? Hey is for horses.
Susan, are you... Oh,
Dana? You're a...
Yeah, it's me. The kids don't know.
You never said... I'm sorry, this is a lot to...
I know! Let's go to a schmancy restaurant! And I can take off my makeup and we can talk where the kids can't see us. Okay, Duncan!
Okay. Okay.
There, that's better. Did I get it all?
Yeah. So, you're a clown?
Birthday clown. Corporate stuff pays the best, but there's not much of that in these parts. I do shows at Happy Time every so often. That's how I can afford it.
Oh.
Kids love clowns. You okay? You looked like you wanted to rip my face off earlier.
Yeah. No. I have issues with clowning.
Well, of course you do. You're Susan Pasternak.
What are you...
I know all about you. I should have told you before.
You don't. You can't possibly...
The best birthday clown in the state, county clown of the year, 6 years running?
Oh, that.
Sorry for cyber-stalking you. You were kind of my idol.
Thanks.
I was sorry to read about your fiancé. The explosion.
Yeah, the gas main.
Is that why you walked away? Left it all behind? I'm sorry, it's none of my...
More or less. Let's just say leaving was a decision I did not make lightly.
You could come back. I know, losing someone like that, it must feel like there's no joy left in the world. But when you hear those kids start to laugh...
No. That's over for me.
I don't mean to push, but this world could use a clown like you.
Former clown. I am definitely a former.
You may be, but that son of yours, he's the future.
What do you mean?
Have you seen his pratfalls? Clowning must be in your DNA. It sure as hell in his. He's funny.
Did you brush your teeth and go potty?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's time for bed. Let me tuck you in. So, what happened at daycare?
Oh, I don't know. Played games, learned stuff.
What kind of stuff?
You know, stuff, things. How many more days till my birthday?
9. I heard there was a clown.
Sissy's silly pants was so funny!
That's nice. You know, some folks think clowns are scary.
What? That's silly. Oh, I made up a joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting clown.
Interrupting clown. Tyler, how did you do that?
Do what? This?
Yes, that. How do you make that? Stop it.
What?
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's like the dinosaur.
Of course. Of course it is, baby. It's just like that. It's fine. It's fine.
Do it again. Once more. Thank you, baby.
Well?
I'm not gonna lie, it is peculiar, but it's just a noise. Kids make noises.
I'm concerned. He was conceived that night. In that place. What if that place somehow...
Shut her down. That is no line of thinking for you to be pursuing. Now, I am right proud of you for not clocking that clown yesterday, especially since she turned out to be your new bestie. But this is your son.
He's obsessed. Suddenly it's all clowns, all he talks about, and he won't stop making that noise.
Didn't your other boys get obsessed with things?
Video games, Pokemon, normal things.
I'm gonna hazard a guess your boy has hardly ever seen a clown in his life. Am I correct?
Not until Mr. Giggles. And happy time.
There you go. It's new. He'll move on to something else. Maybe I should put in a call to happy time. See if they can make it a clown-free zone for a while.
No. No, it wouldn't be fair to Dana. Or Tyler. It's my problem, not his. It's just a phase. He's fine. He's fine.
Well, hello, Susan. Wait, Tyler's got a little surprise for you. Constance?
Ta-da!
Mama! See? Look!
Why, you're a...
He's a clown.
Uh-huh.
It's Face Paint Friday, and show her, honey.
Look at me!
I see. Those are some awful big shoes.
I learned how to tie my shoes, so I get to be the clown of the week.
Little game we play. Games are the best way to give them guidance.
That's great. I'm proud of you, darling, but we need to take off the shoes and go.
They said I could keep them all weekend! Ta-da!
He just flipped. Off the wall?
Into a cartwheel.
How did you do that?
I don't know. It just happened.
We are so proud of you, Mr. Funny Pants.
His name's Tyler. We gotta go.
Mama, are you mad at me?
No. No, honey, I'm fine.
Really?
No, Shug, I'm not. I know you are just being a kid. and I am so damn proud of you.
Language.
But it's hard for me to see you like this.
Like what?
Like a clown, sweetheart. You know, I used to be a clown.
You were a clown.
I was good at it. Darn good at it. Then I met your daddy and... Well, you know how I told you some folks were afraid of clowns?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was your daddy. And it turned out... Well, I tried to help him get over his fears, and I really shouldn't have.
Why not? Clowns are just silly.
Some are. But others...
Why was he afraid of clowns?
That doesn't matter.
Why are you afraid of clowns?
I just need you to trust me.
Why? Why won't you tell me?
Because.
Because is not an answer.
I know, but it's the only one I have right. God damn it. I know. Language. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Susan. I got your evade for Tyler's party, and I'm sorry, but it's not going to happen.
What's not going to happen?
Marty and Duncan, I'm sorry, but I got to go out to Fort Donner to check the site, and I'm not comfortable leaving them.
Oh, for God's sake.
According to the court, I have a responsibility. Now, I'll take them all out next week to Cheesy Chester's. My treat. But I can't in good conscience.
It's his birthday.
We'll get him something good. I gotta go.
Go? Go? Why don't you just go straight to hell? I know. Language.
They're not coming?
No, baby. I'm sorry.
You promised.
I know. I thought they would.
You promised!
Tyler, I'm sorry, and I will make it up to you. What do you want me to do?
I want my party at Happy Time.
The daycare? Okay. Maybe we can make that work.
And Sissy Silly Pants.
The clown you met there. Okay.
And I want everyone to dress like a clown.
Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah, sure. It's a lot of kids.
He's very popular. Those little clowns are all so precious.
I just want to eat them all up. This is a lot of people.
Reverend Walker wanted the whole congregation to welcome you, didn't you?
It's true. That's why we set up the party in our main building. Plenty of room for our whole church family. Not to mention the trampoline, the bouncy house.
And the ball pit. He really went all out.
Well, he is a funny little guy.
Yes. Yes, and thank you. It means a lot to him. A lot to me.
There's a more beautiful sound. I don't know what it is.
Right. Where the hell... I'm sorry. I mean, I wonder where Dana is.
I believe you're referring to Sissy Silly Pants?
Yes. She's late. She was supposed to be here by...
Oh, are you all right?
I'm just hyperventilating a little.
You are pale.
And it's not just the grease paint.
You should go outside. Get some fresh air.
No. It's his birthday. I should pass out or... No, I mean... Okay. Just for a minute.
Here. Right this way.
Right through here.
Thank you. I'll just be a minute.
Right then.
Shall we?
This is Susan. Leave a message.
Susan, this is Jane Roland. Reckon you're out of range or busy with the party. You tell Tyler that I am running late, but I will be there. Guaranteed. My clown makeup will be minimal for reasons which I'm sure you will understand, but I will be there. See you soon. Lloyd, what's the number for that church in Lansdale, the one with the daycare? I want to see if I can get through to Susan. La Lost a Rider or something.
Is that Spanish?
I don't think so. Look up Happy Time Daycare.
Here it is. Huh. Wow, they just opened up.
How long?
A couple months. About the time they started giving free daycare to county employees.
Click on the church. Domo de la Lost a Rido.
Also very new. Hang on, Lasterito, that ain't Spanish, that's Esperanto.
Esperanto?
Invented in 1887, supposed to be a universal language.
I'm familiar with Esperanto. You speak it?
Kind of, I'm a little rusty.
What's it mean? The name of the church.
Let's run it through the Google. Home of the Last Laugh.
Christ, on a cruise ship.
Hello? God damn it. Can't you hear me? I can hear...
Wait. What is that? What are they... Oh, Lord.
Hey, what are you doing out?
Dana?
Ow!
God damn it! I trusted you! You and your goddamn clown cult!
What are you talking about? I'm running late. Saw you skulking around the windows. Wait, why are there bars on the...
Look! What the hell? If anything happens to him, I will...
I didn't know. I didn't know. Sophie is in there. Lord, that must be the whole congregation.
Your congregation.
We went like twice. We're not religious about it.
Where are the kids?
They're in the bouncy house. Except...
Tyler, look, up by the ceiling.
How is he doing that? Is he floating?
He must be 20 feet in the air.
It's working. It's working. Keep chanting.
I'm scared. All done.
Fine. Funny pants. Just remember everything we taught you.
What are they doing?
They're opening a portal to the...
Clown dimension. Sorry, ladies. I figured the situation called for a stealthy approach.
Clown dimension?
Long story, no time.
Portal's unstable. It's flashing, flickering in and out.
They're probably mispronouncing the Esperanto.
That's what that is.
Reckon I owe you an apology. Looks like Happy Time only existed to rope you and Tyler into their clutches.
You mean?
Clown worshippers. These weirdos in the grease paint, no offense.
None taken.
Want to turn those monsters loose, and Tyler, or whatever residual energy is attached to him, seems to be key.
That ain't all.
Hit me.
I think he's their next boss clown. They've been teaching him things, showing him all about clowning. Advanced stuff.
Rooming him.
We gotta get him out of there.
First we gotta find a way in before that portal opens for good.
How?
Hang on. I've got an idea.
I jump through the skylight, slide off the bouncy house, and land right behind him. While they're distracted...
We slide down the fire hose, Dana rescues the kids, and I get Tyler down from where he's floating up there. Somehow.
Easy as pie. Just don't laugh.
You neither.
Let's rock and roll.
Stop in the name of the law! Hands in the air! No funny moves!
All right, let's go.
Back up, all of y'all. You have no idea what you're about to unleash.
Laughter, Sheriff. We're just filling the world with laughter.
Dana, come on.
It pains me to say this, but the joke is on you.
I do hope you're right. Kai ne pour la puncha.
Oh, hell no.
Hurry up! What the? Where did that hole come from?
The portal. It's open.
I'm scared. I want to go home.
Dana, get down here. Ow!
Oh, God, I think I broke my knee.
Dana, I can't do this alone. You got to get those kids out of here.
Folks,
go.
Get out of here. And whatever you do, don't laugh at them. Do not laugh!
Aw, look at those little fellas.
Ma'am, step away from the tiny harlequins.
Oh, these don't look like the clowns on the TV.
How exactly is that funny?
Don't do it, miss. Don't laugh.
But I've always kind of hated her.
No, don't, please.
That's why you don't laugh.
God, he's so far up there. How am I gonna...
Susan, get him down. It might close the gang.
Come on, you stupid, miserable, unfunny.
Oh, we're funny. We're the funniest things you've ever seen.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, you too? You want some of this? Bring it.
Think. Oh, get the hell back. You're not even a real clown. A real clown would be funny. A real clown would be...
using the trampoline, the bouncy house, and the... Hang on, baby. Mama's coming to get you. Baby, we're going in the ball pit. Baby? Baby?
I'm fine, Mama.
Your skin, it's so pale.
I'm the clown of the week, clown of the year, the clown of forever.
Sheriff! Sheriff, there's something wrong with him.
I can't help you. There's too many of them.
Oh, God, Sheriff, the portal! It's right behind you!
Susan, Tyler's the key! Don't let him turn! You've got to get him out of here!
She's gone. Holy crap, she's gone. All right now, darling. We got to get out of here.
No, I'm the boss now. Watch what I can do. Found. Jump up and down!
That's great, baby. We should...
On one leg!
We have to...
Stop!
Tyler, make the clowns move away!
I don't want to!
Tyler!
I don't want to! You're ruining my birthday! You ruin everything!
Tyler! Let go of me! Tyler, make them let go of me!
No!
Tyler, please. I love you. I know I'm a terrible mother and you deserve better and I screw everything up, but I'm trying. And I love you.
You don't like clowns. I'm a clown now.
I love you. No matter what. And no matter what happens to me, I will always love you. You are good and perfect exactly the way you are. I love you, baby. Mama loves you.
Let go of my mama! You heard.
I'm okay, baby. Dana!
I really hurt my knee, but the kids are over in the S-Mart. Where are those things?
Tyler sent them all to hell, or somewhere like it.
Come on, this whole place is coming down.
Oh, I swear the building code's in this county. Come on, let's move!
Is Sheriff Jane okay?
No, baby. I'm so sorry. But I know that she'd be so happy that you're okay. She loved you. She loved you a lot, and darling, you did it. You stopped them. You stopped them all.
Yeah, I'm tired of clowns. They're kind of stupid. No offense.
None taken. You throw one hell of a birthday party. Sorry, Tyler. Language.
He seems to know hell. Honey, where did you learn that?
From you. You say it a lot.
I'll work on that, baby. I promise.
Tyler knows his mom's got issues, but he also knows his mama loves him. And with that knowledge, he can feel free to grow into whoever he turns out to be. A doctor, a scientist, and maybe even a clown. But with the love his mom has for him, you can bet he'll turn out to be one of the good ones. And there never does seem to be enough laughter, especially in Uncanny County.
Alrighty then. That wasn't so hard now, was it? Come on. Gonna need your help there, son. Come on. Car's right over there.
Where am I?
You're back home, son. Must say, I'm right pleased to see you. Figured you was a goner. Guess they must have thought it was funnier, keeping you alive all this time.
What do you mean? It's just been one day. One really long day.
Huh. Well, congratulations, son. Guess that means you made it through your first...
Sheriff? Sheriff Rowland?
Copy, Lloyd.
Some sort of giant meteor or something just fell out of the sky, and now, well... I guess you'd say we're looking at some sort of a kaiju situation?
I may have spoken a mite too soon. Roger that. On it. Well, son, guess it's time for you to get back on that horse.
I don't... Right. What's a kaiju?
I'll tell you on the way over. You'd best buckle up.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, William Franke, and Nicole Greavy, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, The Clowning, was written and produced by Todd Faulkner and recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey. It featured an original score by Corey Celeste. The Clowning featured Allison Crane as Susan, Nicole Greavy as Sheriff Rowland, Jenny Kierlin as Dana, and Griffin Robert Faulkner as Tyler, along with the vocal talents of Babs Wynn, Uma Encroachy, Emily Battles, Christian Peterson, Todd Faulkner, and William Franke. The song No Accidents was written and performed by Ned Massey, available on iTunes. We hope you've enjoyed our second season, and we'll be back before you know it. In the meantime, please, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at Uncanny County, or consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly donation helps us keep bringing our special brand of weirdness to a dimension near you. Plus, during our hiatus, we'll be releasing special bonus materials like behind-the-scenes interviews, annotated scripts, and a few other surprises. And we'll drop a line here from time to time just to let you know what's going on. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County. On behalf of myself, Allison, William, Nicole, and Jessica, as well as the rest of our whole Uncanny family, we'd like to thank you for listening. Stop by anytime. We'll leave the light on for you. We've also prepared the trapdoor.